Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Rusty, and he wanted me to cover the recent Donald Trump incident where he had his ear pierced by a guy that looks like Where's Waldo. I bet you'll never see this image the same way ever again. Unless you've been living under a rock, then you will know that the women working for the Secret Service didn't perform all that well in the aftermath of protecting Trump. Here's one image of all the male agents jumping on Trump to shield him from more incoming fire, while this female agent stays back to make sure she isn't hit. I guess she wasn't closer because of the pay gap. Then later we see a different female getting in front of Trump, still shielding him after the threat is clearly over, being overly dramatic while the male agents have stood up and started looking around. What do they say about women in photo ops? They always put themselves in front of the person, place, or object that's being photographed, so they get some of the attention or mojo from it. This female even took her sunglasses off so we could see the good side of her face, and she almost ruined the photo for everyone because it shows female nature in full display, trying to take a man's moment of triumph away. That was either her motive or she was simply cowering in fear and looking for Trump to console her. Rusty, I'm not going to lie. I thought I wouldn't have anything new to add to this topic. Then I realized how narcissistic these women in the Secret Service are. Here's that woman that was hiding again, and when this photo was being taken, she couldn't holster her piece properly, more than once. And her body language was telling me that she was just trying to look as busy as possible, even though she looked like a bumbling buffoon. She looked like Melissa McCarthy playing a Secret Service agent. The female team assigned to him reminded me of the female Ghostbusters, and you just know that someone is going to make a comedy film about this at some point. Here's yet another image showing us how these women probably see themselves as strong and empowered. While I was looking at this DEI farce, I thought to myself that at least even Justin Trudeau was smart enough not to have any female security in his detail, and lo and behold, he actually does. If you see the woman on the right-hand side of the picture, this is from the middle of last year. Then there's the issue of Kimberly Cheadle, the female head of the Secret Service. She didn't resign immediately or take accountability after the attempt, and said that the Secret Service agents didn't want to go on the roof where the assassin was, because the roof was sloped. So that's why there were no agents there. She's gaslighting us in an incredible way and passing the blame to somebody else. Meanwhile, there were security forces in Butler, Pennsylvania on the roof, and it was perfectly slanted. Not to mention that the White House is also slanted and they routinely walk on the sloped roof. This picture is pretty much the view I had when I went to a wedding in Washington many years ago. The Secret Service was incompetent back then too, but they were at least doing their jobs. The DJ was bringing his gear into the hotel where the wedding was at, and he was jumped by them and he had to prove that he was the DJ even though he was carrying the equipment up to the roof of the hotel. Obama wasn't even at the White House at the time, but at least they were being proactive even if it was a little bit over the top. I'll discuss more in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to the DEI Another Day Clown World show. If you've ever been in a dangerous situation with a woman around, you know they tend to panic and the fear affects them more than men. This just proves it. There were tons of memes like this all over X, and newspapers are saying that the Secret Service was the target of a misogynistic backlash after Donald Trump's assassination attempt. Once again, women can't take accountability, so they change the subject and try and pin the blame on toxic masculinity. As for Thomas Matthew Crooks, the guy that took the shot at Trump, his high school classmates used to make fun of him because he was a bad shot. I guess he was trying to prove them wrong, and he missed once again. The incompetence from the Secret Service was insane, as he had about 10 minutes on the roof of that building before he opened fire. Ordinary citizens kept telling the police, but they didn't respond. One cop eventually went up there on the roof, but Crooks pointed his boomstick at him, so the cop fell off the roof, injuring himself. Were the radios being jammed, and he couldn't radio in that Crooks is up there? There are so many questions that make people instantly think there's a conspiracy. I think it was Henry Kissinger that once said, "Don't look for conspiracy when incompetence will suffice." Joe Rogan seems to think that this is either DEI incompetence, that it was intentional, or we're living in a simulation. It's probably a little bit from all three of those columns. Maybe those in charge just looked the other way when they saw Crooks on the roof, and thought, what a wonderful convenience. We should just let this guy do his thing. The Secret Service knew about him. He was wandering around the grounds with a viewfinder that was typically put on top of a boomstick. Yet they did nothing. Apparently even brought his own ladder to get up on the roof. If I was Trump and I won the presidency, I'd handpick the Secret Service agents instead of just getting the random DEI hires. If I had to speculate about a possible conspiracy motive, here's one. RFK Jr. has been wanting to back the US dollar with gold, silver, and Bitcoin. There's a lot of speculation that JFK, his uncle, was ended because he ended the sale of silver by the Treasury Department, or possibly because he didn't want to go to war in Vietnam. RFK Jr. talks to Trump, and what if it comes out that Trump wants to bring in the same plan to destroy the establishment's ability to print money, debase the currency, and pay for foreign wars that way? Remember that Trump didn't start any wars when he was president, and if he's elected, he would probably try and end the Ukraine war by calling up Putin and having a conversation. I'm scripting this before Trump is set to talk at the Nashville Bitcoin conference. What if he says that he's going to back the US dollar with gold, silver, and Bitcoin? According to a few sources, that means at least 400,000 Bitcoin to be bought by the US government, in addition to almost 207,000 that they own as of January. If he announces that that's his plan, then there's still a lot of time for Trump to be ended in the next 3 to 4 months before he takes office, if that's what the mystery men want to do. I don't really think there was a conspiracy, but I think there's the possibility that Crooks was just allowed to do what he did because there would be plausible deniability that the establishment wasn't in on it. Quickly going back to Canada, besides the female security guarding Justin Skippy Trudeau, Canada just appointed a new female leader for the military, Jenny Kerrigan of the Armed Forces. There's not much for her to command, but she's still in command. Back in 1995, she was to be posted in Bosnia, but she became pregnant. How convenient. Which is a way that many women get out of military duty. But she did spend some time in Afghanistan as a commander. She has combat experience, apparently. But to be fair, the Commander-in-Chief of Canada's Armed Forces is still technically King Charles. The craziest and most contradictory thing she ever did was introduce sexual conduct training for all officers, while also reintroducing ballroom dancing classes. Isn't that kind of counterproductive? Am I the only one that's predicting that the dancing will lead to more misconduct charges? I'm not sure that she's woke, but that sure sounds like it. As for the women of the Secret Service, the agents looked overweight and incompetent, as well as attention-seeking. Forget about the stereotype of the beautiful Charlie's Angels. This version of Trump's angels are demons of death. They're not only useless, but they could get the people they're trying to protect ended, along with their fellow agents. Up until this Trump incident, I didn't even know there were any female Secret Service agents to begin with. Seeing them fumble around the limo with that one that couldn't even holster a weapon was a joke. I still can't get the Joe Rogan feedback on this situation out of my head. If we're really living in a simulation, it's like the further along we go, the more degraded it becomes, and the less competent the people in the game of NPCs become. It's almost like in some ways the simulation is getting tougher with the cost of living. But at the same time, it's getting easier as those in charge are increasingly incompetent. But I think it's just that Gen X and late boomers are in charge of things now, and they were spoiled and didn't really have to deal with any real hardships in their entire lives. So they panic or don't think it's going to happen, so they don't prepare for the worst. They're just there for the most part collecting a check. The only individuals I saw that were responsible were the immediate male agents that jumped on Trump. They seemed to be the only ones that were the most competent. And because of this incident and the debate, Trump is pretty much guaranteed to get reelected. Especially with Biden pulling out, as well as Trump defiantly pumping his fist in the air. As far as I'm concerned, the only one that mentioned that a woman tried to steal his thunder in that picture was myself. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Rusty for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Crooks almost smashed Trump's head like a melon. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45 US. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the wokesters from trying to assassinate Trump and try and prevent the gold, silver, and Bitcoin-backed greenback away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.